This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Is this serious, curious? I don't know. It's just Mad Wednesday. What the hell?
Not much serious going on here, Dean. Hasn't been all afternoon.
We are so excited. So excited. Robbie and I talked about this over the Christmas break because we had nothing else to talk about. And there was literally nothing else to do. And we decided what we wanted to bring each and every week is a live lounge to Mad Wednesdays, where we get a singer or performer to come in and do something live and just rock it out.
It's such a beautiful sound. We have had a couple of times in the past we've had performers come in and sing, and it's such a beautiful sound having that live noise. Probably not the most complimentary way to describe it, especially in front of our first guest.
Well, yes. I mean, now let's hope our next guest doesn't disappoint. It's the lovely Justin Clawson. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I heard the lovely noise. I've been called worse by better, so it's fine.
So very true. How are you, Dal?
Great, my love.
Are you ready to rock and roll and gear up for Midsummer?
Well, I don't need to gear up. I just need to take it all off. Well, so it makes it very easy for me, really.
Now, you're bringing a return to He's Every Woman.
Yes.
Which you did as a part of the Cabaret Festival.
I did. It was kind of my comeback to cabaret for many years.
Well, I feel like a little tipple into that was you performing at the closing party of the Cabaret Festival the year before, when everyone, and because everyone always underestimates Justin, you see, as a performer, because everyone just looks at this, you know, skinny little fella and doesn't realise this amazing, huge, effervescent energy. Only because you're here in the studio. Behind your back. Once you leave, I'll be like, don't even start me. But this amazing performance energy just bursts out of you, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
So you've decided to do a diva-tastic show where you pay tribute to all those gals.
Jamie Burgess and I got asked to do it as part of the Cabaret Festival, which was really exciting. And it started off being a show that was all about the divas, but my impersonations of them, which so much fun. But unfortunately, we started losing them. And
they started dropping off.
So we thought that it was best not to touch that too much. But also I figured out...
So you feel that it's your fault. So if that's the case, it's your fault. Can your next show be a Trump version, please?
Well, why not? I am personally killing off divas so I can get their jobs. Celine Dion, you are next.
Hey, make room at the top and you can work your way all the way up there.
If there was ever a way to describe it, I would describe Trump as a diva, just not in the way that I appreciate it.
That's right.
So what's the twist?
So, we ended up trying to do all these impersonations and really couldn't make it work. So instead we did a show that was an homage to all of our divas. Mm. And we've kind of felt that as gay men, we gravitate towards these big divas and strong women, you know? And that when we were young, and wanted to sing about loving boys.
That was who we went to.
We went to the divas. Yeah. We didn't really go to, you know, the male singers because there weren't any male singers singing about
the
hymns.
The girl songs are better, let's be honest.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Like me in a musical. You're the Sandy, not the Danny.
That's right. I'm the naughty Sandy, though. You know?
You are.
Pour me into those leather pants, please.
Can you give us a little bit of exclusive insider information to a couple of the divas that you might hear in your show?
Well, oh my gosh, I would love to. I think Jamie would kill me, though. But I will say we've got Celine Dion.
Oh, beautiful.
Of course we've got Celine Dion. We have Tina Arena. And she, oh my God, she's my heart. I love teens. We have a little bit of Whitney and Mariah in there. So I'm attacking the big ones.
The staples. You know? Excellent.
Yeah,
I mean, it's only on for two nights at Chapel Off Chapel during the Midsummer Festival, but then you guys are also going to Adelaide, aren't you?
We are. Before that, we're going to Perth.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you do Melbourne, then Perth, then Adelaide.
Yeah.
What a way to rock in.
I know.
To 2019.
I know. An amazing tour. So I think I'll be dead by the end of it, but exciting nonetheless.
Oh, that's so good. I'm really excited. Yeah. Robbie, which diva would be the ultimate diva that you would if you would love to see Justin perform.
Oh, look, it's such an easy one to embody too, I think. For mine, it's always got to be Cher.
Oh, my God, I love Cher.
Yes.
She's absolutely amazing.
Well, that's a bit more Chad Michaels.
So. I can never get enough of that. you never get enough of it.
Yeah. It's coming out now. That's great. I love that.
There you go. It is that funny thing when you watch Cher and go, okay, we as gay men do take it a little bit more further than it used to be.
Yeah.
We're all Jack in that episode of Will and Grace. Let's be honest. But you're going to sing a bit of a number for us.
I am.
Are the pipes warm? Are you ready to rock and roll?
Look, they're as warm as they're going to be, I think. You know?
So what are you bringing to the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge today?
Well, look, in the show we do all girl songs. Now, this isn't originally by a girl, but Tina Arena did cover it in her Songs of Love and Loss album. And Jamie has created a track for me. So I'm going to do a little bit of Wouldn't It Be Good by Nick Kershaw.
Okay,
well, why don't we take it away? You're on Mad Wednesdays and this is going to be amazing. Oh, my word.
Thank Listen you. Listen to that live applause.
That was absolutely fantastic. What a way to kick off the year. What a way to kick off our live lounge with Tina Arena. That just makes me happy. But also, Justin, that was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And that is just a sample of what you get if you actually get to go see him and Jamie perform at He's Every Woman at Chapel Off Chapel.
That's right.
Which is happening as a part of Midsummer. But you know what? If you're in Perth, if you're in Adelaide, then you get the chance as
come
well.
See us.
You know, you come along. You're both such effervescent performers. It just really is exciting.
Thank you so much.
You can get tickets to that by going to the Chapel Off Chapel website or to the Midsummer website as
you
well.
You can. Do that, and it is on the 8th and 9th of February. That's a Friday and Saturday
exact
night.
Exact same nights as my show.
At 7:30 p.m.
Choose who you love more.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fantastic. You do one on the Friday, you do the other on the Saturday, just like a normal weekend.
That's logic. I like it.
It's His Every Woman, and thank you so much, Justin. That was beautiful to have you here.
That was absolutely fantastic. And you're performing at the Midsummer Carnival as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
So where can people see you on Sunday?
On Sunday. On the main stage at 2:50.
Oh, well, get down there. I bet you're going to be rocking some amazing heels.
Oh, yes.
And I can't wait to hear you perform. Thank you so much for joining us. Go and check them out at Midsummer. It's absolutely fantastic here on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.